Stark County Coroner's Office has identified a man who died in a fire in Canton Thursday afternoon. 41-year-old Brian Wakefield was found unconscious inside a shed at his home in the 2600 block of Kirby Avenue Northeast around 5:20. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigator Tammy Wilkes says the preliminary cause of death is burns and smoke inhalation with toxicology tests pending. Cause the fire remains under investigation. A second suspect has been arraigned in connection with a death in Canton. 34-year-old Sierra Talmadge pleaded not guilty in common pleas court today. She's charged with involuntary manslaughter and failing to provide care for a functionally impaired person. Talmadge and 59-year-old Phyllis Green of Canton are accused of failing to properly care for 71-year-old Lola Streetman, leading to her May 2021 death. Talmadge and Green have pretrial hearings scheduled for Wednesday. Green has also pleaded not guilty. Attempted murder among the charges against a Canton man following a grand jury indictment. 30-year-old Devontae Pritchard arrested Thursday and is scheduled for arraignment today in common pleas court. Police say the October 30th incident in the 700 block of High Avenue Southwest involved 63-year-old Craig Benson of Canton being repeatedly struck, kicked, and robbed while a gun was displayed. Benson was knocked unconscious during the attack, which was caught on video. Pritchard also faces charges, including aggravated robbery and felonious assault. An Elyria woman jailed in connection with a series of alleged threats and harassment, 21-year-old Jocelyn Shepard, arrested Thursday and booked into the Stark County Jail after being indicted by a grand jury on charges including retaliation, menacing by stalking, and telecommunications harassment. The alleged activity occurred between September 26th and October 11th and involved repeated calls and text messages, along with threatening statements to two women. Shepard was previously convicted of threatening and assaulting one of the women while the victim was working at the county jail in 2023. The EPA says the Canton area now meets federal air quality standards for lead. The agency proposing to redesignate the area to attainment after airborne lead levels dropped 98% since 2023. Officials say the improvement follows efforts by state and local agencies, including reducing emissions from the now closed Republic Steel facility. Monitoring shows lead levels have remained well below federal limits. The EPA will now open a 30-day public comment period before making a final decision. Washington Township trustees approved a one-year moratorium on new data center projects. Officials say the 12-month pause will allow time to develop zoning rules specific to data centers. The decision came during Monday's meeting where residents also asked questions about potential projects. Nimishillen Township trustees approved a one-year software program for the fire department Thursday. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
The $5,649 program from ESO Solutions monitors run reports, EMS calls, and motor vehicle accidents, along with fire vehicle servicing needs. Firefighter paramedic Alexandria Brown will return to active duty effective April 13th at $23.47 per hour. Trustees will advertise for bids on a 2026 paving program, and fire calls in March totaled 140 with 95 emergency medical service calls and 13 public service assistance calls. Trustees will hold a public hearing at 7 p.m. on April 23rd on fence, wall, and hedge regulations.
A Latonia woman accused of threatening a school will face a reduced charge in municipal court. A Columbiana County grand jury indicted 37-year-old Aaron McGuire on misdemeanor aggravated menacing, down from a felony terroristic threat charge. She allegedly told two students January 13th she would blow up the Latonia K-12 school. Police said McGuire was unhappy about changes to bus routes. The case has been transferred to municipal court. City of Salem is appealing an annexation dispute to the Ohio Supreme Court. The case involves property on Beechwood Road in Perry Township that courts ruled is not contiguous to the city. Lower courts sided with county commissioners last year in denying the annexation. Salem argues the decision could limit future annexations. A gas leak forced evacuation of a nursing facility in East Liverpool Thursday morning. Firefighters say construction crews struck a gas line near Valley Oaks Care Center on Selfridge Street just after 11:40. Crews detected gas inside the building and evacuated patients. The leak was brought under control. Five residents were taken to a hospital as a precaution. No one was hurt. Barry Wallace has been sentenced to nearly 6 years in federal prison for running a drug operation out of a home in Youngstown. Federal prosecutors say the 32-year-old Howland man used a Glenwood Avenue house to store and sell cocaine, fentanyl, and methamphetamine between 2021 and 23. He pleaded guilty to drug conspiracy and maintaining a drug-involved premises. Wallace, one of eight people charged in the case, all of whom have now pleaded guilty.